Democrat Brad Owen is Washington's four-term lieutenant governor. This past summer, Washington's ethics board found there was reasonable cause to believe Owen used public resources to support a nonprofit he founded with his wife. It was a musical program that traveled to schools with an anti-drug and bullying message. Owen believes the original ethics complaint was politically motivated, and he maintains he did nothing wrong.
It's challenging whether or not my work with kids is a legitimate function of my office.
Owen now faces a formal ethics hearing this fall. He's hired a lawyer to defend him against the Attorney General's office. Owen says when all is said and done, this could personally cost him $20,000 to $30,000 in legal fees.
So you're faced with having to go through this process with no means of raising the money to defend yourself that, you know, a murderer on the outside would have the right to do.
Owen wants to be able to solicit his friends and political supporters to help defray his legal costs, but Washington elected officials can't accept gifts in excess of $50 in value. So this year, Owen worked behind the scenes to push legislation that would allow state officers to create an ethics defense trust fund. Instead of $50, contributors could give significantly more, the maximum allowed for campaign contributions. Owen says it's a matter of leveling the playing field.
It's really unconscionable when you think about it that you would say to somebody, we're going to limit your ability to raise the money to defend yourself when we know that this could cost thousands of dollars, guilty or not.
Owen says Senate majority leadership assured him the Ethics Defense Fund measure would get a vote this year. Instead, it died. Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler confirms there were concerns about how this would play with the voting public.
My wife says it looks bad. No, she's a pretty good test of things.
For his part, Lieutenant Governor Owen says this isn't just about him. He believes all elected officials are vulnerable to politically motivated ethics complaints that could end up costing them lots of money to defend. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.